The house will come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Father Tom Kuhl of St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church here in Pierce, South Dakota. Leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance today are our pages Doug Carlson and Sally Thayer.
Good and loving God, we thank you for this day. We pray for our legislators as they gather to do the work of the state of South Dakota. We pray for all those who will travel this weekend that they would be blessed with safe travel and safe returns to their homes. And we pray that these legislators, as they go about the business of the state, would always be open to your will for them. And although we are of many beliefs, I ask for your blessings upon them in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
The clerk will call the roll.
Boomgarden, Bradford, Bruner, Buckingham, Cutler, Davis, Diedrich, Dennert, Dykstra, Elliott, Fain, Frost, Frisley, Garnas, Gassman, Gillespie, Glensky, Glover, Hackle, Haley, Halverson, Hanks, Hargens, Haverly, Heinemann, Hennies, Hills, Howie, Hunhoff, Hunt, Jensen, Yerke, Clout, Koisten, and Kraus, Krebs, Kroger, Lang, McCoy, McLaughlin, Miles, Marshall, Nelson, Northrup, O'Brien, Olson, Peterson, Peters, Putnam, Roush, Rave, Roden, Roberts, Rounds, Schaefer, Siebert, Sigdestad, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Torno, Turbeville, Valander, Vinette, Van Norman, Valley, Weems, Wick, Willitson, Speaker Michaels. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Matthew Michaels, Chair.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carries.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1001 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bills 1010, 1020, and 1048 do pass. Joni M. Cutler, Chair.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carries.
Reports of select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members has reported. The committee was Elizabeth Krause, Al Northrup, and Roger Hunt, Gerald Lang, House Committee, Kenneth McNenny, Ed Olson, and Julie Bartling, Senate Committee.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing compensation for the elective and appointed officers and employees and members of the 80th legislative session. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of documents for the two houses and state offices. Respectfully submitted, Patricia Adams, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1001, a concurrent resolution requesting the United States Department of Agriculture to reimpose the ban on importation of Canadian cattle. House Concurrent Resolution 1002, a concurrent resolution expressing legislative support for the preservation of the words under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. And the Speaker has waived the referral to committee of the two House concurrent resolutions.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Roden moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the 80th legislative session as found on pages 150 and 51 of the House Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is adoption of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the 80th legislative session found on pages 50 and 51 of the House Journal be adopted. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will please proceed to vote on such adoption.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Thank you. Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62, excused 8.
The road motion, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and the report is so adopted. Okay.
Representative Roden moves that the report of the House Select Committee relative to the House rules of the 80th legislative session as found on pages 51 and 52 of the House Journal be adopted.
The question before the House is the Roden motion that the report of the House Select Committee relative to the House rules of the 80th legislative session as found on pages 51 and 52 of the House Journal be adopted. Any comments? Hearing none, the clerk will unlock the roll and the members will proceed to vote.
All members present have voted.
The clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 62, excused 8.
The motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, the Speaker declares the motion carried. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1067, an act to revise the property tax levies for the general fund of a school district. House Bill 1068, an act to authorize grants for the development of agricultural tourism and to make an appropriation therefor. House Bill 1069, an act to prohibit the charging of admission to the Cultural Heritage Center.
Speaker signs House Bill 1067 to State Affairs, House Bill 1068 to Appropriations, House Bill 1069 to Education. Announcements. Representative Dykstra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's been requested that we, it's been rumored that some of our members may actually want to do some homework this weekend, and it has been requested that we clarify the process for accessing the legislative email addresses from home. I'm told that you can find all of this on page 27 of the gray manual that you were provided with your machine, and Lou is quite confident that it's in there. But if you want to make a note, you can go online, any access to the web, and go to csg.sd.gov and access your email that way by putting in your LRPR number and so forth. So they are accessible from home when we're out of the Capitol.
Thank you, Representative Dykstra. Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Westlaw classes, we did two of them today, but some of you mentioned that you did not get a chance. They are offering another one of those on Tuesday at 10:30 in the LRC room, the Westlaw class. And education will meet at 10 o'clock on Tuesday in room 412. Thank you.
Representative Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations, House Appropriations meet 7:30 Tuesday morning for our briefings and then go into hearings. Thank you.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Along those lines of homework, since we all have a three-day weekend, we have lots of spare time on our hands. For those of you who did not or could not attend the appropriation hearings over in the Knight Building, it is archived, but it's not going to be on the regular website, so it's going to be at www.sdpb.org, and then you will click on the State House, and then you'll find that it'll be under Senate Appropriations Committee. So for any meetings that you may have missed, there's certainly that opportunity to go ahead and listen to those meetings, and for those of us who did attend, we strongly encourage you to attend because it was very informative. Thank you.
Representative Van Etten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to give an open invitation to all the members of the House. Attorney General Long heard a methamphetamine presentation at one of the meetings that he went to in North Dakota, and he is bringing these two people to appear to present to us. This will occur at a joint meeting of the House Health and Human Services Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. It will be held in room 464 up here on Wednesday from 7:45 to 9:45. Methamphetamine addiction is becoming a bigger and bigger problem, even in the state of South Dakota. I think that you need to hear this presentation to know what we need to do about this in the future. It requires a much longer treatment program, and I think in the future we'll be requiring funds from us in order to enable this to happen. So I think it's a very important and informative presentation. If you don't have another committee meeting and you can make it at that time, I will also mention the fact that it will be repeated. It will be done twice on Wednesday, once over here and once in the Senate. So if you can't come 7:45 to 9:45, you can go to the Senate from 10 to 12, and it will be repeated over there again with the Senate Health and Human Services Committee jointly with the Senate Judiciary Committee. Thank you.
Representative Weck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder for the Tax Committee that after your 3 days, when we get back here on Tuesday morning at 7:45, we have a Tax Committee meeting in 412. There are five bills that will be heard, and if we get done with the five bills, hopefully we'll have a little bit of time for Scott Peterson and the Streamline Sales Tax. Thank you.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Reminder, 7:45 Tuesday morning, House Commerce Committee, room 464. Chairman Siebert will return at that time. Thank you.
Okay. Up in the gallery, we'd like to give a big hand to the nutrition directors who are here with us, gave us lunch today. Let us know how our fine senior citizens are getting along. Would they please stand and give them a warm South Dakota welcome?
One more announcement. House Ag, 7:45 Tuesday morning. Representative Peterson, is it time to go home? Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.